The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministries. Truly, I thank God for being here. Thank God for another day free from sin. I thank God for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. And again, I say welcome to War Cry Ministries. Today, we're going to talk about why sit we here until we die. We're going to be reading for your hearing 2 Kings 7, 1 through 3. Then Elijah said, "Hear ye the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die?" We thank God for the reading and the hearing of his word. And there was a famine in the land of Samaria, and people were hungry. And the man of God declared that, thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time. And he declared that a measure of fine flour would be sold for a shekel. And in my Bible, a shekel is about 65 cents. That's in my reference. Well, if we go to the previous chapter, we know that two ladies had decided that each one of them had a baby, and they decided the one lady would boil her baby and they would eat it today, and tomorrow they would boil the other lady's baby and eat it. But we know from the scripture that the other lady hid her baby. And the only reason I'm referencing to that, I want you to understand how hungry these people were physically. How hungry they were physically. Now, these four leprous men who were, put outside of the, they had to live outside of the city in isolation because they were leprous, and we know that leprosy was a disease that was incurable at this time. So they were not allowed to mingle with other people. We understand why leprosy is a very debilitating disease. It eats at your limbs and nudges at them until they're all gone. Is if you ever looked at pictures of people with leprosy, sometimes their whole face in the center, the nose is gone and part of the mouth, and they're still breathing and everything, but they have this condition. And nobody wanted to catch leprosy, for one thing, you would be, you know, kicked out of the family, out of the city. And like I said, you could not mingle with people. But these four men were together. And I'm sure that these four men were probably hungry. They were probably very hungry. And we know that they had decided that if we stay out here in this wilderness, we are just going to die. We are sure to die if we stay here. So they, you know, talked among themselves and decided maybe if we just go into the camp of the Syrians, if they're, and I'm paraphrasing, if they're kind to us, we'll live. But if we sit here, we're going to die anyway. If we go into their camp and they kill us, it really doesn't matter because we were going to die anyway. So they reasoned within themselves. You know, they had to make a decision. And you all know what? We all need to make decisions. Why just keep sitting until you die? Why just keep wasting away at time? And I don't know about you all, but there are times in my life when I find myself so idle. I mean, I even call it laziness on my part. I work all the time and I am tired, but you know, the work of God is so much more important than our secular jobs. But we find time for our secular jobs. And I know within myself, I can find a lot more time for the Lord if I would just surrender some of my rest that I'm trying to get. And I ask myself this question. I'm not just asking you, why keep sitting until you die? And it does not necessarily mean a physical death. It can be a spiritual death. You know, I think the less we do, the less we want to do. The Lord wants us to get up in our spirit, get up in our minds, and be about his business. The Bible said that these four leprous men, they rose up in the twilight to go into the Syrians' camp. When they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. And if you read the text, the Syrian army thought that they thought that it was a whole host of people coming against them, because they heard the noise of chariots, of horses, and a great host. And they said to themselves, oh Lord, what? They said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. So we know that they took off running. And these four leprous men, the ones that they had put outside of the city, they were, when they was come to the othermost part of the camp, they went in one tent and ate and drank and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again. And we know, as the story goes, they went into the city and they began to tell that the Syrian army had left the whole camp and there was plenty of food. And we know that in the end, the Bible says that, and that Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the man should make wonders in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Remember the first verse, the second verse I read, is referencing back to there. And this is what happened to him. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trode upon him in the gate and he died. The man that doubted the man of God, he got to see, but he didn't get to eat of any of the food because the people trampled him as they were going to get the food because they were hungry. And they were in a hurry. And so they rushed right on through those gates. And he was evidently in the gates trying to get them to hold back. You know, that enthusiasm should be shown when it's time to go to church, when it's time to come into the gates of the house of the Lord, when we enter into the doors of the house, We should be in such a rush. Now, we don't want to trample nobody, but we should be hungry for the word of God. You all know people will stand in line for hours and hours and hours to get in a game, to something that they want. And even, you know, it may be a movie, a new movie coming out. It might be a new technology that they have. People will camp out to get in so that they can be first. And you all know when it's time to go to church, you can just about sit any place you want to in most churches, not necessarily all. But we need to get a hunger for the Lord. We need to just, you know, just give up all. And some people are in the world and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do. But I'm asking you a question on today. Why sit until you die? Why sit until you die? You don't have to die in sin. The Lord has made provisions. Get up and get on about the Father's business. Go to somebody's church, a Bible-believing church. And you know what? Everything you need is already there. God has provided. And on today, I want to encourage each and every one. Don't sit until we all just die. Don't sit until you die. It's too many things available. Jesus has died on the cross. He has made a way for us where we don't have to die in sin. He has made a way for us where there is no excuse. You know, these four sick men that were outside of this city, I'm sure that they had already been condemned to death by families and friends and everything. But oh, I tell you, the Lord made a way out of no way. He made a way when there seemed to be no way. Not only did they get to go into the city to tell the other people, you know, they could have said with them themselves, you know, these people put us out and they put us out here to die. We shouldn't even tell them. But, you know, they went and told them about the food. They hid them some gold and silver first. And then they went and told them. So they made sure that they had provision because God had provided it for them. And I want to let you know on today, don't sit until you die. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you, and may God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we'll see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.